We're turning back the clock on June 14, the day in 1965 when this classic from the Beatles was released.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
In 1982, the Falkland Islands War ended with the surrender of Argentinian troops. Here's British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher.
Marvellous forces, every single one of them. We knew what we had to do.
And it was in 1989 that Zsa Gabor was arrested for slapping a Beverly Hills motorcycle cop.
Listen, Beverly Hills cops, they usually stop me and say, Zsa, are you married now? Can I marry you? This one cop has a very big problem. He's too good looking.
June 14 birthdays, the 45th and current president of the United States, billionaire Donald Trump, is 73.
And I love all people, rich or poor. But in those particular positions, I just don't want a poor person. Does that make sense?
Culture Club lead singer and Voice Australia judge George O'Dowd is 58 today. Of course, best known as Boy George. Iron Man Grant Kenny celebrates his 56th birthday today.
I remember crossing the line and I had that really mixed feeling because I had that sense of elation and relief.
Actress and model Yasmin Bleeth is 51. Remember, she starred in Baywatch.
And the most important thing to remember about that is...
Have fun!
Okay, everyone go home.
And special birthday for tennis great Steffi Graf. She's 50 today. She won four Australian Open titles and held the Grand Slam in 1988.
Here's her fourth.
Game, set, match was Ralph.
Finally today, paying tribute to Aussie comedy great Ross Higgins. Born on this day in 1931, he died in 2016. He was Ted Bullpit.
When I was a boy, I used to walk 20 miles to school carrying a horse.
Remembering Ross Higgins on June 14.